dinner at 8.
I'm starving.
She loves the theater, but she never comes late.
I never bother with people that I hate. That's why this chick is a tramp.
Stream it. Here's some movies you can enjoy from the comfort of your own couch. In fact, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if we see more and more of these drive-in movie theater experiences pop up. And these are perfect drive-in movies. I've collected some of my favorite movies that evoke summer to me. They feel like summer. They've got elements that only could be summertime movies. Number one. It was the first film to make $100 million at the box office. It was almost shelved. It started the career of Steven Spielberg, but almost ended the career of Steven Spielberg. I'm talking about Jaws.
Oh,
based on the Peter
yes.
Benchley novel, it's the story of a great white shark that terrorizes the small town of Amity. Here's the deal. So there is a great podcast series that if you're interested in movies at all, it's called Blockbuster. And it's about Steven Spielberg and George Lucas, who were both working on movies at the time that people thought were going to be total and complete duds. Number one, the shark in Jaws was named Bruce. The mechanical shark was named Bruce. And people give Steven Spielberg all of this credit for being a master of suspense, only showing a fin here and a little bit there and waiting for the reveal of the whole shark until the end. That wasn't what he planned. He planned on having the whole shark out during the entire movie. The problem was, on day one of shooting, he sunk the shark. The mechanical shark went boom all the way to the bottom of the ocean floor. And they couldn't stop filming while they fixed it and got it up and running. So he goes, we'll just take a chunk of it. We'll take the fin and we'll only show that. And so this movie eventually arrives at the studio and they go, what is this? You told us you were going to have this big mechanical shark. It's supposed to be a monster movie. The idea was it's sort of like a King Kong, but it takes place under the water. Well, John Williams signs up to provide the score, and the iconic score to Jaws, just the dum-dum, 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 dum-dum. It just fit perfectly. And all of a sudden, people come out in droves to see this movie. People were lining up blocks at a time to get in and see the movie Jaws. And, you know, it's safe to go in the water again. Jaws ended up with a bunch of sequels, none of them that I feel are really very good when it boils down to it. But the original Jaws, Roy Schneider, of course, you've got Richard Dreyfuss in there. You've got some of the most quotable lines from movie history. And the worst mayor in any movie ever. This, in fact, there's an inside joke that when people are writing the character of a mayor, they don't want to make it as evil as the mayor from Jaws. So this movie, 45 years old this summer, it's a great movie you can check out. It is available on the HBO Now, HBO Max, HBO Go, however you consume HBO, that's where you're going to find it. So
this has been a popular movie in theaters right now, too, as well, right? Mm-hmm.
It was, in fact, I believe, the second highest grossing film last weekend.
Perfect.
45 years later, and it's the highest, second highest grossing film. That's amazing. Okay, so with that, let's jump forward 4 years to 1979. A movie called Meatballs. Meatballs is Bill Murray's first big movie. And it is about a group of wacky summer camp counselors who show off their summer pranks, friendship. And it probably has the greatest pep talk in the history of cinema. Meatballs is a fun movie. It's a summer camp movie. To me, there's nothing more summery than a camp movie. I think they're just great. Bill Murray is hilarious in this role. One of the things he does right at the very beginning is he knows that he works at kind of the lesser of the summer camps. And he pretends to do an interview on the news, pretending to be a camp counselor for another camp. And he talks about all the things that they get to do during the summer, and he blows it so far out of proportion. It is just hilarious, start to finish. Meatballs is another movie which has had a lot of sequels from it, and I don't think any of them are really good. In fact, one of them involves an alien and then a ghost.
What?
You can just avoid those. Go to the 1979 Meatballs original. It also has a great song at the beginning called Are You Ready for the Summer? It's a catchy tune that I think you're going to love. And remember, it just doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter. If you've seen Meatballs, you know what that means. That's on YouTube, and you can watch it free with a couple of ads. So if you want to check that one out for free, you can stream it off of YouTube.
So far, we've got a 78 and a 79 film. Are we going to go 1980 yet?
Yep, we're going to jump to 1988 with the movie The Great Outdoors. This is one of my favorite John Candy movies. It has a bald-headed bear, and it
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm going to be for Halloween, right?
Yeah, you're going to be the bald-headed bear, and I'm going to be Chet Ripley, which is his character. This is about a tense moment in people's lives when they go on vacation with family. Now, in this movie, John Candy doesn't know he's going to go on vacation with his wife's cousin's family. They could not be more different, with Dan Aykroyd playing the foil and John Candy being the... just wants to be a great dad. He wants to be a great dad and take his kids on this trip that his dad took him on. Everything bad that could happen in the northern woods of Minnesota does to this poor family. They decide to go fishing really early in the morning. They're going to use leeches. They fall asleep and wake up with leeches all over them. There is a bear that terrorizes them. In fact, at one point they go to something that I guess was popular for a while, and thank goodness we've stopped doing it, which is a bear dump. Essentially, it's a dump in smaller rural areas where bears, black bears, grizzly bears, would go and actually, like, eat through the garbage. And people would go and park their cars and just watch the bears. So this movie is so much fun. It's available on Amazon to rent. It's based in Duluth. It wasn't actually filmed in Duluth, but it's supposed to be based in Duluth. And they have a shotgun lamp in it. He goes, that thing loaded? Sure is. So you're going to love that. Going back to summer camps, now we're in 1995, the movie is Heavyweights. It is about a weight loss camp, and so it's about all of these young men who go here to lose weight. They've got the camp figured out, though. It's run by Jerry Stiller, rest his soul, and they're going to have a great time until they find out on the first night of camp that it's been bought out by Ben Stiller, Jerry Stiller's real-life son, who is turning it into a weight loss infomercial. And I got to tell you, so here's the deal.
I remember this movie.
This movie's great. So this is really Ben Stiller's first big movie. So this is the thing that kind of launches Ben Stiller as a movie star in it. But it also features Paul Feig. Paul Feig is the guy who wrote and directed Bridesmaids. And he's made The Heat is another one that he did. And he's done a bunch of other great things. It was also written by Judd Apatow. So Judd Apatow gets his comedy chops going.
So this is sort of like the first movie of all the people that would become like comedy legends.
Yes. You have to kind of imagine that this is a breeding ground. In fact, a longtime SNL cast member, Kenan Thompson, is one of the kids in it.
Yes.
It also, the kid who played Goldberg in Mighty Ducks is in this. This movie is, Jeffrey Tambor happens to be in it. I mean, this movie is packed with people who would go on to have Oscar acclaim and be some of the biggest box office hits of all time. And it is still as funny today as when I saw it in 1995. So that's 25 hilarious. Years later, this movie's great. In fact, I knew I was going to marry my wife. We have a quote. There's a part in the movie where Ben Stiller is jogging and he picks up this log and they add like this weird background voiceover, like, come on, you devil log, because he's trying to get more resistance because he's a health nut. And on my maybe third date, Jill quoted it just to kind of herself. And I knew at that moment, oh my gosh, I quote this all the time too.
You and I are meant to be.
Last, certainly not least, if you're looking for a more action heavy movie, The River Wild. So The River Wild comes out in 1994, and my sister, it was her favorite movie that year. It's a whitewater rafting adventure film, and it features Meryl Streep, Kevin Bacon, John C. Reilly, Benjamin Bratt, Joseph Mazzello, who was in Jurassic Park. Doesn't that sound like a huge cast?
Yeah, it does.
So the idea behind it is it's a Boston couple, Meryl Streep and her husband. They're having some problems. They're going to go on a family whitewater rafting trip. The dad says, gosh, I can't go. He shows up at the last minute, thank goodness, because they run into two other river rafters, Kevin Bacon and John C. Reilly, who it turns out have robbed a bank. and they're using the river as a way to kind of get further south and get down to Mexico without drawing attention from the police.
Getting caught, yeah.
So they pretend to be friendly. Then when things go awry, they take over this raft. And so it is a rafting adventure flick that is so good. This movie doesn't deserve to be as good as it is. But The River Wild is well worth your time if you are looking for a fun movie to watch. Meryl Streep, an action star. Who knew? Who knew? She can play anything.
Yeah, she can.
Anything. That is available for rent on Amazon as well. So let's bring it all back and get this thing going again real quick.
Oh, wait. First, before we do that, Gail has something. I think she wants to talk to you about Jaws.
Oh, go for it, Gail.
Hi, Gail. You're on KFGO.
Hi, JJ and Amy. When Jaws came out and I saw it in Fargo at the theater that used to be located in the parking lot of Courts Plus right now.
Oh, yeah. South 123.
And it had been heavily raining that year, and so the first few rows of the theater were actually flooded with water. So there we sat watching the Jaws movie with our feet in water. Talk about special effects.
Gail,
oh my God.
Let me tell you something that I have tried to do for years, and maybe you'd want to do this. On the East Coast, they show Jaws on a barge out in the ocean, and people will go and put on life preservers and bob just, you know, just where their feet are barely not touching and watch that movie out in the ocean. It is my dream to bring that here. I've tried and tried and tried to get to some of the smaller towns that have beaches to do this, and no one really wants to get behind it, but I think it would be the scariest thing ever to watch Jaws.
It's like kind of a liability to have people in water.
Yeah,
but
I don't think it would fly now, but back in the 70s, that's how we watched it. It was crazy.
Yeah,
I love it.
Gail, that's a great story. You had a once-in-a-lifetime experience.
Indeed.
Thanks for the call.
Thanks very much for what you both do. I love your show.
Thanks, Gail.
Thanks for listening. We appreciate it. Okay, let's go run through those movies again in case.
Jaws, you can watch it on HBO Max. Meatballs is free to watch on YouTube with some ads. Heavyweights is on Disney Plus. The Great Outdoors and The River Wild are available on Amazon for rental.
There you go.
Whew! That was a big one this week.
That was a big one. There's a little stream it for you on KFGO.
With the rest of those girls.
Thank you. That's why the lady is a tramp.
I love the free, fresh wind in my hair.
Life without care.
Oh, I'm so broke.
It's oak.
I hate.